But one of the reasons that this isn't the whole story is something mentioned earlier, in that the clock in the satellite, the frequency standard or oscillator, and the clock in the receiver are not perfectly in sync. They cannot be. So therefore, GPS time, as we mentioned earlier, here is shown in the green, satellite clock in the upper in blue, and the receiver clock the lower in red. Now the difference between the satellite clock's time and GPS time is shown in d small t. The difference in the receiver's clock from GPS time is shown in d large t. Now the pseudo range observable, shown here in d tau, can determine the amount of time that it took the signal to reach it, to reach the receiver from the satellite. But of course, this is based upon the receiver's clock, which is by no means a very high quality clock, and the clock correction in the navigation message. Now, together, these have some difficulties. First of all, the GPS receiver clock is probably a quartz oscillator and is not terribly stable. Also, as you know, the broadcast clock correction in the navigation message is not perfect because, of course, it was uploaded some time ago when you receive it, and so it isn't right exactly. And when we speak of time and distance, as I pointed out, a nanosecond, a billionth of a second, is approximately a foot. So therefore, the pseudo range has some errors associated with it that are very difficult to remove. And so the pseudo range by itself, while it has the virtue of being approximately correct, is certainly not at the level of accuracy that we have come to expect from GPS.